Well, after driving around in circles for around about 5 miles or so, I finally found the entrance to Top Ardles Wood. It's actually in one of the corners of the playing fields. Not the way I came in, which was going through a walk around the Ravensthorpe Reservoir, finding a hole in the hedge, seeing lots of footprints and following it. Followed it up towards the wood, greeted by a couple of small wooden fences signifying the entrance, but no sign saying welcome to Top Ardles or Top Ardles this way, so a bit disappointed on that. Now, there is an entrance up here to the left as well, again coming from the road at a farmer's, on the side of a farmer's field, and at a metal gate. Again, no sign. So, not sure why this wood's so hidden. But anyway, I'm here now. It's very quiet. Just met a couple out for a walk and had a quick chat with them, and it was them who pointed me in the right direction to the correct entrance. So I've just been up there to take a couple of photos so it can be documented. Ah, there's a couple of horses in the field. It's a bit cold, so they've all got coats on. It's a relatively young wood, this. I believe it was planted around the year 2000. So there are quite a lot of small trees here. But it's still very nice. Still very nice. I think it's time for some lunch, so I'm going to have a couple of rolls and then I'll see what I can find. Well, I've had my lunch and I've just been and started a quick walk around this great little wood. And I've bumped into a few people, five people out for a walk on a lovely Sunday afternoon, and another gentleman walking his dog. Oh, and there's somebody else walking the dog, and somebody on a mobility scooter just coming in, and there's the dog saying hello. Right, let me just take a look around here and see what's going on. Well, I found a couple of benches here as well, so it's a lovely place to sit down and have a look at not only this wood, but the actual reservoir that's at the bottom. We should get some nice photographs of that. Yeah, it's lovely blue water because it's a reservoir and a lovely sunny day, so it's looking very, very nice. And that's at the meadow part of this little wood. There we go, let me walk over to this bench and see what I can see. Would you believe it, just as I got to this bench at the top of the meadow, the sun's gone in. It's a little bit nippy, but then I suppose it is November, so we should be thankful that it's dry. But the bench I'm sitting on has been dedicated to Jacqueline Dickens, born 1941, passed away in 1994. So, it seems a lot of people have enjoyed this this wood. Now, I've done a bit of reading, and it wasn't planted in the year 2000, like I said. It was just purchased by the Woodland Trust. Oh, the sun's coming out in the year 2000. Oh, the sun's coming out, so let me got a bit distracted there. Let's get a couple of photos. 1 second. There we go. Got some lovely panoramic shots there. Now, although I've seen lots of trails, I can still see them now, of where all the animals have been wandering through this wood, or their runs. I haven't actually seen any yet, and it's not that dense, so they must be hiding somewhere. Yeah, there are a couple of old, really old trees there compared to the newer ones. And I guess they could be living there, you know, again, it was like squirrels and things. But yeah, it's all the leaves, a lovely colour at this time of year. There's a couple of trees without any, but most of them got some sort of colour on them, and they're all starting to drop on the floor. Guess what I've just found? Some lovely fungi. I just need to zoom in here, see what sort of photo I can get. Oh, it's quite a few. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. A dozen or so. Fantastic. Alright, let me pause this thing and I'll see what I can get. Wow, I've got some really nice close-up shots. I just hope they come out. I've got my camera right close to the ground, so